St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is pleased to bring you this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez for the third Sunday of Easter. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 35 to 48.
My dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate the third Sunday in Easter. The gospel passage picks up immediately following the disciples on the road to Emmaus coming and tell the apostles all they had seen and heard, how they had heard God's word and how their hearts were burning deeply within them, how they came to know Jesus in the breaking of the bread. They began to realize that the Lord had risen as he had foretold. Now, in today's gospel, the risen Lord appears to the apostles. They thought they were seeing a ghost and they were terrified, but they were not seeing a ghost. Just as in St. John's gospel, which we heard on Divine Mercy Sunday, the Lord wishes them peace. He shows them his hands and his side. He invites them to touch, to see, and to prove that he had risen in the flesh. Jesus wanted to overcome their unbelief. They were thrown into confusion and unbelief because he had been crucified, which was a terrible form of punishment. They were discouraged because they had abandoned Jesus in his time of need. But rather than condemn them, Jesus wants to bring them to faith. He, of course, chastises them for their lack of faith, for the hardness of hearts. But at the same time, he wants to bring them to faith, and he wants to show them that he is truly risen in the flesh, not only through his wounds, but even curiously, he asks them if they have anything to eat, because Jesus has risen in the body. Jesus would spend the next 40 days with his apostles in the flesh. They would have an experience of him, the risen Lord. They would know that he was not a ghost, but that he was truly with them. And then he would ascend to the right hand of the Father, saying, "Know that I am with you always, even until the end of the ages." Sometimes we think we are seeing a ghost, but the Lord is truly risen, and he comes to us in and through his church. The Lord remains with us and invites us to abide time and again in his love, and he abides with us, especially in the most blessed sacrament. During the Easter season, many children will receive Jesus for the first time. And while with the eyes they see only what looks like bread on the outside, the substance of what is there upon the altar after the words of consecration is truly Jesus in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. It is not a symbol of Jesus. It is not a ghost. It is truly the risen Lord who wants to share his life with the faithful, who are properly disposed to receive him. St. Thomas Aquinas says of the Eucharist, "O sacred banquet, in which Christ becomes our food, the memory of his passion is recalled, the soul is filled with grace, and the pledge of future glory is given to us." The Easter season is about experiencing the glory of the risen Lord, about sharing in his life. He is not dead. He is alive. He is not a ghost. He is present to us, really and truly, and will remain with us even until the end of time.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Gospel Reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez. If you'd like to listen to it again or perhaps share it with a friend or family member, please visit the Bishop's podcast page at stgabrielradio.com.